It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry.
Indeed, indeed. We do it every day after the 2 o'clock news. We find stories that maybe you've missed that we can talk a little bit more about. So let's see where we are headed today.
Rice Lake.
All right, Rice Lake. Firearms manufacturer Henry Repeating Arms, which I had not heard of until this story. They're based in Rice Lake. They've grown from 17 employees in 2006 to nearly 700 employees. Yes, the firm's growth in northwestern Wisconsin can be attributed to several factors, but one major development was the company's recent decision to close its facility in New Jersey and move nearly 200 jobs to Rice Lake and Ladysmith. Anthony Imperato, I think that's right, we'll go with it, and he is the founder and CEO of Henry Repeating Arms, said some of the reasons why the company is locating all of its facilities in Wisconsin is because of the gun culture and lower tax burden compared to New Jersey, which I think that makes sense. I would say New Jersey is still a pretty blue state, and I don't know. We're such a gun-happy country that I feel like probably every state has a lot of gun owners in it. But it makes sense for northern Wisconsin. And also, how's the labor market? Because you'd think potentially less people up there. Is it harder to fill jobs? But technically, all of the jobs that moved from New Jersey to Rice Lake have been filled. Quote, the Rice Lake market, like many, was very competitive for labor. We have always tried to stay on the curve and be aggressive with our benefits and pay increases. Andy Wickstrom, who is the president of Henry Repeating Arms, said to the Journal Sentinel. And he also said, quote, it was challenging, but we were able to get good people over these years. So there you go. More jobs for Wisconsin. All right. Let's see where we're going next.
Port Washington.
Well, maybe you got a chance to try the new flavor. So what goes well with a beer, a brat, and a crack of a baseball bat? A little bit of ice cream. The festivities were big for the Milwaukee Brewers home opener yesterday. The score was not as great, but we will talk about that later and hopefully a better option or a better game tonight. But yes, against the Kansas City Royals, was yesterday and tonight, but then Cops Frozen Custard got in on the celebrations. The Wisconsin restaurant chain released a new flavor of the day yesterday named, quote, Mr. Baseball, in honor of the beloved broadcaster Bob Uecker. And according to their official Cops flavor preview webpage, the flavor featured caramel malt custard, beer nuts, fudge-covered peanuts, and a splash of Miller Lite as a tie to his commercial work with the beer company all those years ago. So according to longtime manager Scott Borkin, Uecker was a fan of the local custard spot, and the managers wanted a way to do something to honor Uke. So I wonder what that tasted like, having a little splash of beer in your ice cream, because I feel like I'm a big fan of a root beer float. Never tried a beer float. I wonder if that would... Like, probably with a stout, it probably makes sense. Like, a good porter or a good stout. Throwing a couple scoops of ice cream in there, it could be good. Miller Lite? I don't know. I don't know if that's... but maybe we'll try it. Not on air, but we'll try it and report back. All right. Well, that is Spinning the State on today's episode. But when we come back, as I said earlier, it is April Fool's. There's some people texting in. Some fun April, like Culver's is going to offer the cannibal sandwich after Easter. That's a good one. I would not get a cannibal sandwich from Culver's, I'm going to be honest. Or Grayson Allen is the new head basketball coach at UW-Madison. No one would be happy about that. But I wrote about something for Journal Sentinel that came out today, that was published today, that I wish was an April Fool's joke, but is not. So we will get into that after this on Spanning the State.